Now, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has held talks with top European diplomats in Brussels on a possible deal over the country's nuclear program. Now, Zarif held a joint meeting with Britain's Philip Hammond, France's Laurent Fabius, Germany's Frank-Walter Steinmeier, and EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. Ahead of the meeting, both Fabius and Hammond said progress had been made and hoped for a deal, but added that negotiations still had a long way to go. Mogherini, however, said the talks are entering a crucial phase. Earlier on Monday, Iran's top diplomat held an intensive round of talks with his U.S. counterpart, John Kerry, in the Swiss city of Lausanne. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran, Ali Akbar Salehi, and U.S. Secretary of Energy, Ernest Moniz, were also present in the meeting. Meanwhile, Zarif and Kerry are scheduled to continue talks in Lausanne on Tuesday. The delegations from Iran and the P5+1 are trying to map out the outlines of an agreement by the end of March. Let's speak to our correspondent, Jerome Hughes, who's standing by in Brussels now. Jerome, a lot of activity going on. This is the final push for that technical agreement. Tell us a bit more.
That's right. Well, Federica Mogherini, the EU foreign policy chief, she issued a statement, a very brief statement, just after that meeting late this evening. And it was very short. She basically said that the meeting that took place in Brussels involving Mohammed Javad Zarif and also the foreign ministers from France, Germany and Britain, chaired by her, Mogherini, she said basically the talks were useful. And she said there's a sense of determination among the political leaders to try and reach an agreement. So we're told as well, you know, that these talks now are entering a very crucial stage. A lot of detail is being going into. And we heard as well that it's been reported, and it's an anonymous senior US official has described basically the talks as something similar to a roller coaster ride, that basically they're up and down. Progress has been made. And then, of course, there are stumbling blocks. But if you look at very broadly the three main issues that are being discussed right at the moment very intensely, it's the size of Iran's uranium enrichment program. Also, the pace at which sanctions would be lifted in response to Iran curtailing that uranium enrichment program to some extent. And then finally, the duration of a political agreement. How long would this actual accord be in place? Those really are the really main issues that are being discussed at the moment. And as you mentioned, the technical talks will, the focus will resume now back to Switzerland, having had talks here today in Brussels. Again, these are the details that they'll be going into. But there's a lot of political pressure, both, you know, from in terms of the administrations in Tehran and in Washington to get a deal. A couple of deadlines have been missed. There is a sense that, you know, patience with this process is starting to grow thinner because it's been going on for so long. There's a lot of pressure on Obama, you know, because basically if a deal isn't reached, the credibility of his administration and his presidency will be undermined. And also, I suppose, his long-term legacy. In addition to that, in terms of Iran, although analysts are saying that Iran has done an incredible job of sort of getting around these sanctions and trying to keep normality, even though these sanctions have been quite oppressive. At the same time, it has had an impact. So there's also political pressure there. And that's why there's a lot of pressure on these politicians to get this right.
Well, a lot needs to be ironed out. Press News Jerome Hughes standing by with the very latest in Brussels. Jerome, thanks for keeping us updated there.